Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Write down our toll-free number. It's 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Remember the mob, the media would freak out, and Trump says, oh, the media mob, they're the enemy of the people. You can't say that. You're threatening. Well, there's a poll out today. Apparently, voters overwhelmingly believe fake news is a problem, and a majority agree with former President Trump that the media has become the enemy of the people. A new Rasmussen survey, 58% likely voters at least somewhat agree that the media are that enemy. Now, I'm not talking about an enemy like an enemy state. It's just that they're not looking out for the interest of the people, or as Bill O'Reilly would always say, the folks. They're not looking out for the folks. 36% don't agree, 23% that strongly disagree. And 83%, a whopping 83%, said that fake news is a big problem. You think? By the way, 92% of Republicans said it's a problem. 74% of Democrats, they even know what benefits them. They've got almost all the media. They have it all. They've got three broadcast networks. They've got their morning shows. They got their evening newscast shows. They've got every major newspaper in the country, New York Times, Washington Post. Why anyone reads this stuff anymore? I just don't. I stay away from it. I read the papers that I like to read, like the New York Post. I read the Wall Street Journal. Don't always agree with them either, but I read them and I learn from them. And we search everywhere, high and low, for the information to put this program on every day. Want to give you news and information in an entertaining way that you're not going to get from the mob and the media, and that you'll be canceled for on any social media platform or big tech. And it's just where we are as a country. You know, if there was fairness, the litmus test is simple. If Don Jr., if Eric Trump, if anybody with the last name Trump lied on a gun license, what do you think would happen? If anyone with the last name Trump dumped a gun in a dumpster, by the way, that's illegal, what do you think would happen? If they were using crack, what do you think would happen? Rudy Giuliani telling Mike Huckabee, yeah, there's some bad illegal pictures on that Hunter laptop. It's going to be interesting to see if that turns out to be true. I'm not allowed to get a copy. My lawyers won't let me. Don't laugh. It's a long story made short. But, you know, it's the laptop from hell. Joe caught in a lie, lying that he said he never talked to Hunter Biden's foreign business associates. He never talked to Hunter about it. But we have pictures of him having dinner as vice president with some of these associates. We have the tape of him leveraging $1 billion. You know, imagine if a Trump kid was making millions from Ukraine while Donald Trump is in office, you know, getting, you know, wire transfers from Kazakhstan oligarchs, $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch, First Lady of Moscow. Imagine a Trump kid getting $100,000 shopping spree. You've won $100,000 shopping spree courtesy of a Chinese national. What would the reaction be? Or a $1 billion deal later becomes a $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China with ties to the Chinese military. What do you think would happen? And that is the corruption that is the media mob, the blue check Twitter, you know, media cult that exists out there. And it is a cult. Very few honest people now left in media journalism is dead. You know, the fact that Fox allows a few conservative voices, you'd think it's the end of the world. Do any of these other channels ever put on conservatives? You know, it used to be, Linda, you remember the days I'd get my ass out of bed and I'd even do Good Morning America occasionally, or the Today Show occasionally, or I can't even believe I ever did it, The View occasionally. I wouldn't be caught dead on these shows. By the way, nobody watches them anymore anyway. I mean, in all honesty, broadcast viewing is like dead. It's unbelievable. You know, when we did our interview, our town hall with President Trump, I don't talk a lot about ratings on this program. Ratings go up and down and so on and so forth. But in all of television, it was the number two most watched show in the entire country that night. That's a cable news show. It was number two. It was behind the NBA playoffs, which barely eked out a victory. And I think it speaks volumes. People have more choices, more options than ever before. If there was an honest media, imagine the poll that we focused a lot on this week that shows 57% of Americans don't think Biden is making the decisions and running the show at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. 58% of independents, a third of Democrats even see it and admit it. Imagine, but now most of these networks, these two fake news propaganda cable channels, MSDNC and fake news CNN, they're not showing Joe's cognitive decline and his cognitive struggles and that he's become a cognitive mess. But still 57% of Americans see it for themselves. But they're not highlighting it. They're not even showing it. Unless it's live, then unfortunately, not much they can do at that point. You know, they're not telling America the story about how inflation is at a record level. You know, I've been going over, you know, great job. We're giving all this money away for people, and all it's doing is preventing people from getting back into the workforce. 9.2 million, it's a record. Businesses can't find employees. I cannot believe that we learned this week that Joe is considering supporting shutdowns even further as it relates to the coronavirus. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But that news is happening. Imagine if Donald Trump was responsible for building, in the middle of a pandemic, cages overcrowded with kids and then dispersing them all over the country for states to then become responsible for food, water, shelter, health care, and education, and not testing them for COVID. And there's been a high positivity rate for COVID from people illegally just being processed, violating our laws, for not respecting our borders and our sovereignty. Imagine if Trump did that, built those cages. Well, we already know, because in 2018, they were showing video of Biden and Obama's cages for kids, and they blamed Trump for it. But the video was taken then, not now. It's pretty incredible. You know, look. What is Joe going to do? I've been bringing this up all week. It's an unmitigated disaster at the border. And it's getting worse every month. You know, this whole, well, we're going to blame Republicans for defunding the police. What? Nobody believes that lie. You know, this you know, Politicians Protection Act, this Corrupt Politicians Protection Act, that's blowing. Oh, no, now we support voter ID because 80% of Americans support it. It's pretty unbelievable. What's Joe going to do, or if it's not Joe, whoever's in charge, what is he going to do about Russia hacking again? You know, 1,500 more hackings of businesses that we just learned about in the last week after Colonial Pipeline, after our meat industry was hacked. What is Joe going to do to Russia? They don't seem to care what Joe thinks. China threatening the U.S., our military bases, Japan, their military bases, our allies, they're being threatened. They're now saying they're acting as though it's a fait accompli, the reunification with Taiwan. We know the disaster that is Hong Kong. Iranians are now enriching uranium. You know, Joe lifts the sanctions. Oh, let's reward them for their behavior. Great idea. Not only then we withdraw this week from Afghanistan, and what do? They left behind caches of munitions and arms and vehicles, Guess who got them? The Taliban. They couldn't have planned out maybe removing the weaponry of war that you know is going to get in the hands of the enemy? Have they forgotten what happened on 9/11? I haven't forgotten what happened on 9/11. I lost friends, people I knew on 9/11. I mean, you can see Joe's in bad shape. Everybody sees it. Just, you know, you compare it. Joe's now getting so confused, he thinks he supported the bin Laden raid, and we have him on tape saying he didn't support the bin Laden raid. Just as a lie. You know, he gets asked a simple question. Well, the reason, Joe, what do you plan to do about the latest cyber hacking? Well, let me order my ice cream. Waffle cone, vanilla. You got that part. Perfect. Well, the reason I'm late is my staff, they just briefed me on this cyber attack, and I'm sitting there, and then there's the silence.
With the most recent hack by the Russians, would you say that this means
we're
that...
We're not sure it's the Russians.
Okay,
As I was on the plane. That's why I was late getting
off
the plane.
That's why I was late.
I'll be in better shape to talk to you about it. I'll tell you what they sent me.
And he pulls out a piece of paper and he starts reading. But the problem is, he just got briefed. He can't remember what he heard 10 minutes ago. That's frightening. They had to write it down for him. Then he starts reading the answer. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is scary. Leaving weapons behind for the Taliban. Oh, and you gotta love circle back Jen Psaki, her message on, you know, there's no celebration for the troops coming home because the war had not been won militarily. Wow. How many tours of duty did so many of these brave men and women go through? How many families lost loved ones in this military effort? And we're leaving the Taliban with weapons? You know, if the war's lost, as usual, it's the politicians that lose it. Now we're leaving the weapons so they can, you know, plan their next attacks against us. They botched this like I've never seen before. They botched everything. You know, look at the economy. We're printing money faster than at any point in history. Inflation through the roof. You know, gas prices. You know, Joe is doubling down on driving up energy prices now. I can't believe that I'm even reporting this. He's saying that he wants a tax code change targeting energy companies that would increase pump prices. We're already paying $1.25 more a gallon, Joe. We're already paying more for every single good and service that we buy, Joe. We already have inflation over 5%, Joe. What are you thinking here?
If we end tax breaks for fossil fuels, make polluters pay to clean up the messes they've made, that would raise $90
billion. Who's going to pay the $90 billion? Think about this. Who pays the $90 billion? Is it the oil companies? No. It's the consumer. That would mean you. You pay that price. You pay more at the pump. You pay more to heat and cool your home. You pay more for everything you buy. It's unbelievable. But you don't get any of this from the media, do you? You know why talk radio is popular? Because we give you news information, hopefully in an entertaining way, that they won't give you. Because they're so corrupt and abusively biased, and there's nothing but Pravda propaganda, misinformation, political advocates for everything New Green Deal, radical socialists. It's sad. Speaking of money, I want you to save money. One way you can save money starting right now, today. We all have cell phones. Many of you have big providers, big carriers like AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. You're going to get the exact same coverage using the exact same cell towers. You keep the same phone number. And on day one today, you'll start saving 50% off your first month for the exact same service. Average family saving over $800 a year. They have more plans than the big carriers. Right now, unlimited talk, unlimited text, 6 gigs of data, only $30 a month. So how do you start saving 50% on your cell phone bill? $800 a year on average per family? Simple. Dial #250 on your cell right now and say the keyword save now. Dial #250 on your cell phone, say the keyword save now. Money in your pocket for the exact same service from Pure Talk USA.